I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Sunday morning, the 24th of March, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to that very well-known scripture in the book of Romans in the New Testament, chapter 8 and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. You know, I read a beautiful little quotation early this morning, and this is what it says. If our circumstances find us in God, we shall find God in all our circumstances. That's really special, isn't it? I'll read it again. If our circumstances find us in God, we shall find God in all our circumstances. We need to ask ourselves a question this morning. Where do we spend most of our time? If we spend our time in bad company, if we are undisciplined, lazy, we don't get out of bed in the morning, if we are always watching ungodly material, we will not find God there. But if we get up early in the morning and we spend time in prayer every day, meditation, what does that mean? Just sitting quietly in the presence of the Lord, reading our Bible systematically every day. If our social life is with people who have the same interests as ourselves, wholesome, godly interests, then we will succeed. You know, Gary Player is probably South Africa's greatest sportsman ever. And somebody came to him one day and said, "You are so lucky you can hit that golf ball so straight." And I can just imagine Gary Player with a smile on his face. He says, "Yes, it's funny, you know, the harder I practice, the luckier I seem to get." Folks, there is no such thing as luck. Luck is just a useless word. We're talking about the blessing of God. Now, if our circumstances find us in the presence of God, then God will be found in all our circumstances. Today, let us concentrate on spending our time with the Lord, and he will ensure that our circumstances change for the better. Jesus bless you, and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.